This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Chuck DeVore, who's the California State Assemblyman for the 7th District, which includes Irvine, California. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you.
You're on record as a co-author of SCA 6, Senate Constitutional Amendment 6. What's the gist of that constitutional amendment?
Well, it's a modernization of our Constitution to take into account modern transportation. The Constitution currently calls for the lieutenant governor to be acting governor anytime the governor is out of the state. And that made sense about 150 years ago when movement was very slow. But in today's day and age of the jet aircraft, it doesn't really make sense anymore to do that.
All right. And this is a bill. Who's the principal author?
The principal author, you'll have to help me with that one. It's on the Senate side.
Dave Cox.
Yes, Dave Cox, and a number of Republicans on both, both the Assembly and the Senate. And again, this is an idea whose time has come because you may recall back when Republican Mike Curb was lieutenant governor and Jerry Brown was governor.
That was Mike.
Whenever Jerry Brown was out of town, Mike Curb would make some trouble. And similarly, Cruz Bustamante has threatened to do the same thing when Arnold Schwarzenegger goes out of town for some of his frequent trips to promote California.
No, I understood that the governor was in Washington on the 17th to meet with the California congressional delegation. Was Cruz Bustamante the acting governor then?
Technically, yes.
Okay. What's the schedule for consideration of the bill? Will it be considered simultaneously in the Senate and another version in the Assembly, or how does that work?
I believe that we will be considering it when it passes out of the Senate.
Okay, and do you know what path it has to go through there? It's got to go through a committee, I suppose.
Well, I'm assuming it's going to go through numerous committees, and because the Democrats control both houses, I don't know as if we're going to actually be able to pass it out. Which may cause this to end up going the route of an initiative as part of our ongoing effort to reform and update California's government.
Right. Now, I called the governor's office to get a comment on this today, and I got a comment which was that he has no position on it. Do you know anything different than that?
I don't. If he says he has no position, he has no position. That doesn't mean, though, that at some point in time he'll take a position.
How likely is it that an initiative would be mounted to put this on the ballot?
Well, I think that it depends on how things come out during our hearing process. If the other side uses some harsh rhetoric to discuss this, I think it might increase the likelihood of our getting an initiative going. If, on the other hand, there's some reasoned objections as to why the law needs to stay the way it is, that might reduce the likelihood of an initiative.
Okay, I spoke to Steve Green, who's Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante's spokesperson about 2 days ago, and he made the argument that it's crucial that there be the physical presence of an acting governor within the state, in particular, he said, because there's a highly secure and secret telecommunications network that can only be accessed from within the state, and therefore, in case of any kind of natural or man-made emergency, it's essential that the governor or the acting governor be in California. Is that a specious or a solid argument to you?
That was probably a solid argument about 1950.
Okay. So, and the President of the United States, of course, remains president wherever he or she happens to be.
That's correct.
And do you think this is going to be decided strictly on partisan reasoning, or whether, obviously, there's a Republican governor now and a Democratic lieutenant governor, but it could be different someday in the future. It's been different some time in the past, as you mentioned, with Jerry Brown and Mike Curb. Do you think that the issue will be raised on the level of instantaneous telecommunications globally makes it just as easy for Arnold Schwarzenegger to deal with a crisis from Washington or Cannes or New Delhi as it does for him to deal with it from Sacramento?
Well, I think the logical argument is pretty strong for this amendment. I think that the political argument, though, is going to be to keep the status quo because it is a way to give the governor a hard time when he's out of the state.
Okay, well, we'll be in touch with you later on as this bill wends its way through the legislature, and hopefully we can get some more a public discussion about the merits rather than the politics of the proposal.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye.
Bye.